Hey, After Buzzers, you're tuned into the SNL After Buzz After Show. We're going to talk about Donald Glover and Childish Gambino. How come they're never in the same room at the same time? So weird. Find out. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is America.
Oh god.
Oh, that tummy roll, I don't know.
Oh my god,
oh,
yes.
Oh, so
come on
good.
Now. Yeah.
I just want to keep watching the videos.
Let's be doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like he doesn't have a spine in some ways.
I mean, maybe he doesn't. He's spineless.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, he's not of this world.
Yeah. We're back, you guys. We're back. The last three episodes of SNL of the season. We're going to bang them out every Sunday until the end. Three more.
The lineups are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Killer. This one was great. Donald Glover and Childish Gambino. Love both of those guys.
Yes.
They're super great.
Both
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both great men.
But before we get into it, hey, who are you guys?
Well, funny that you would ask. I'm Elizabeth Alfano. You can find me on the internet.
I'm Amy Maestreed. I'm probably on the internet.
And I'm Steph Sabra.
And I'm Kelly McInerney. Thanks for tuning in. So what were your guys' expectations going in before you watched the episode?
Very high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? Are you a fan of either? Of the guys?
I am a fan of both of the men.
Yeah.
I have to say, I knew I'd be starstruck by him because, and I've been saying this a lot lately, but he's just so gosh darn good looking. Recently all the hosts have been, I know.
Down.
So, you know, and him in that blazer, I really was, it was like hard to
focus.
Oh my
God, what an outfit.
So stunning. It's just so handsome. So I was kind of not paying attention, I think, in full. I was just going like, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, but of course, my expectations were super high. And then we had such a political week that I was like, okay, let's see what's going to, you know, come down the pipeline here. But I did not expect Miss Stormy, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. If you didn't know the spoilers.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
I think it's been out before.
I was really...
Spoiler alert!
Oh my
yes! Spoiler alert. I was like, "Oh my God, is it a fire drill?"
That actually scares me
too.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that Stormy and all the cameos and both of the guys and all that stuff.
Let's see how long we can keep that joke running.
It's like a Keenan joke.
I'm gonna keep doing it.
Like Keenan's years on SNL, we're right, just gonna do it every time.
Girl, thank you. I didn't have to be the one to bring it.
I thought it's
time.
Of course. Yeah,
I was really excited for him, but also scared because it's SNL and the writing is always touch and go. You know?
Yes.
But I love him and he's great. And you know what? He looks like he put on some weight as we talked about earlier. So good for him. You look healthy, Donald. Or childish. It was childish that we saw shirtless.
Yes, we saw him. We saw childish a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Donald was fully clothed. I don't know
in
what
layers.
You're talking about.
What you're talking about.
Right.
Did it hit your guys' expectations, the show? Or were you like, I wish it was better? That's how I feel a little bit.
I wish it were better, but I think we all have been saying that. I'm sorry to say this, all season long.
Yeah.
I think we've been saying, like, hey, some great ideas. The majority of the sketches, I'll let you take it at some point, but they never really finish like they should, I think. And we had a lot of great, funny nuggets here. Just didn't wrap up like I thought they could have. They didn't hit the high notes. They hit one funny joke, stayed there, and let it die.
Yeah, I agree.
I think his episode was most similar to James Franco's episode for me in terms of I knew the writing wasn't going to be, I mean, like, it hasn't been that great all season, but every role he played, he did perfectly.
Yeah.
I feel like he did as good as he could have.
He saved the show.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. He did,
there's a lot of sketches that I would have not liked if he wasn't as hard. Like, he went hard with the characters.
Yeah. I think everything was either, like, they really played to his strengths or, like, they just totally wasted him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the ones that, like, even where they didn't totally play to him, he still saved it every time because he was so good and everything. Mm-hmm. So... But yeah, I think that he was wasted sometimes.
I agree.
We'll get to it.
I think they should have hired him the first time he auditioned.
Oh my God.
And he thinks so too. Yes.
But let's talk about the cold open, because this was one that it took a while for me to enjoy cold opens again. And this one, I didn't enjoy as much, but it was, like, all entertaining. And I think it's just because they're like, okay, instead of doing, the headlines, let's bring in the big guns. Let's just bring in the cameos. And I think that's what a lot of cold open should be, just, like, silly mm-hmm. cameos. Yeah. What do you guys think?
I loved it. Yeah. I thought Jimmy Fallon killed his Jared Kushner impression to the max. I love Scarlett Johansson. That was funny in knowing that her and Colin are a thing. I love that she was there. Yeah. And Stormy Daniels is, like, my new national treasure.
Dude, yes. I normally, whenever someone gets the honor of saying live from New York, if they're not a cast member, I'm usually like, how dare you? But her, I'm like, you're going to save this country, lady. You say it. Yeah.
And her jokes were really well written for her. And she, I was telling Amy, her lack of shame is exactly what we need.
Yeah, resignation. And she says it like right to camera, like, I want you to resign.
Yeah.
And doesn't hold back, you know, delivers. I thought she was great.
She had fun. Great. Yeah. Also, Martin Short.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He killed it.
Killed it.
Oh, God.
For a second, I was like, did they get the doctor, too?
It looked so similar. I was like, ooh, it's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really creepy. Oh, my God. The global warming joke, I thought you would like.
Yes. Storms coming. Yes, right. Oh, she was so tongue-in-cheek without batting an eye. Didn't laugh. I mean, she stayed herself, I guess, but it's great.
Killed it.
It's funny, though, because I thought of you, because the last time I liked a cold open, and I did like this, not because there was anything that creative, they're basically just going over the news, but because everybody was delivering so well, like Jimmy Fallon, it was super entertaining, and I wondered if you would like it. Did you like the cold open?
I liked it more than any other one, I'd say, that we've seen. I think there was one that was not a typical cold open, but I forget it.
The Christmas one, I think you liked.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But, this one was good. And I think, just because it's... Because Scarlett's done Ivanka before. She always crushes it with the side thing. And just, like, building up to an actual cameo of Stormy Daniels... It was fun.
And
people had fun with
Kate
it.
Kate as Rudy Giuliani was insane.
I can't believe we didn't mention that. She's flipping awesome.
Yeah.
There isn't one thing she doesn't nail.
No, and she just takes it to the level I wish all of them would take it to. Yes. Like, hand motion. Like,
oh, God.
Everything about it is perfect.
She's almost starting to make me angry. Like, she is so freaking good. She's jerk. Yeah. Why?
What I love is, a lot of people might try to really just imitate someone. She seems to, like, go for their creepiest spot in the back of their skull.
And blow it
and
open.
Play that. Yeah. And I love her for it.
Mm-hmm. So I think she's a great mix. I think I mentioned it before that Tina, in her book, wrote about how, like, there's the two masters of impressions. You had the Daryl Hammonds, and then you had the Will Ferrells. The Daryl Hammonds are the ones who were just, like, terrifyingly spot on. And the Will Ferrells are the ones that find that one thing and make it crazy.
Oh.
She's both, though.
Oh, yeah.
It, somehow, because, like, when she wants to do an impression that's, like, dead on, it is, but then she also finds it crazy, like Kellyanne Conway, that's actually pretty spot on, but also terrifying and creepy. It's spot on, but
yes.
But I think somehow she's both, which is, you don't get that very often.
Insane.
She's a monster. The monologue, pretty fun. I thought it was pretty fun, because you could tell he was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Auditioned twice, triple threat. I like to think I'm just a threat. I thought that was really funny. What did you guys think of the monologue?
I thought it could have been tighter, but I did really like it. And what I loved was that I did more research after, because I didn't know he had auditioned twice. I knew he had obviously written for 30 Rock and had a connection with Tina Fey. But then I looked into it, and one of his auditions was for Obama, and Fred Armisen got it. And it's just interesting that SNL continuously kind of forgets black comics. And, like, that's the biggest slap in the face, I think. Even though I love Fred, it just doesn't make sense if you really think about it.
It's crazy.
That's a very good point.
Like, at all.
I love the end of it, though, how he puked into the clarinet.
Building
up. Like, that's a good slow build of him, like, getting sick. And then just, and I love when it gets gross.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I thought of you. I was like, oh, Kelly's going to love that.
The puke, she's going to love it. I thought it was garbage.
Really?
No, because it wasn't like garbage. But no, this was one of the times that I thought they wasted him.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought that this was what this was like the awful version of the Elizabeth Banks monologue. Because it was same, like, I can do everything. I'm a director. I'm a producer. I'm an actor. I'm a singer. Like, it was that same thing, but there was so much more to that one. And I thought, yeah, it's funny. Like, he did really well with this. I enjoyed watching him do it because I enjoy watching him do everything. But, yeah, I just felt like it was like, okay, there's this one joke. He's going to have one beat. Why the hell is Keenan washing rags?
Yeah.
Maybe he's better at that than sketches.
That's a great question.
But yeah, I just felt like it never really went anywhere from that one joke. And it just made me think of and want that Elizabeth Banks monologue back. Because it was the same joke, but just done so much better and more elaborate, too. There's more to it.
Yeah, that's so true. I didn't even think of that.
I know what you mean. I sort of felt in the whole... So, first of all, I'm coming off the high of the cold open. So, I was like, okay, great. I'm sort of in a good mood now. And then I liked visually watching him kind of go around set. That was kind of fun. But I did feel the whole way through like, oh, this is Donald Light. I know there's more to him. And we're just, like, skipping around stage. But we're not doing much of, like, power.
They capitalize on what they should have about him, that he can do it all. Like you were saying, it just wasn't done well.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Let's bunch in a few sketches together, because I feel like there were a few that were they were not that good, but he saved. Like, for instance, here's one. The courtroom one. The next one. The Jurassic Park. What a great idea. And then it just was... Like, the game was kind of boring, but he was a great director.
Yeah. I feel like this is what Keenan should look like in a sketch when he's doing a character actor. Because it was, like, a silly voice. It was kind of over the top, like, what he was doing. But it was still grounded at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I never once got out of the sketch or got out of the character because I'm like, that's a dumbass voice. What are you doing? Like, it was just silly enough, but he stayed within his lane at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he totally saved this, though, because otherwise, like...
Yeah. But it's such a funny idea that people are suing Jurassic World. Like, why couldn't you make it better, SNL? I don't know.
Be better.
Do you guys have anything else to add about this one?
All right. I agree with you.
All right, cool. And Barbie Interns, that's another one that, like, I don't think the premise was as good as the Jurassic World one. But
okay, this just pissed me off.
Crushed it. Why did it piss you off? Go into detail.
So I'm sitting through Pete and Heidi and Donald, and I'm like, okay, there's something here. There's a joke. You're okay. It's going to be better, right? You guys are not going to augment, or you're going to, but they don't. They just keep repeating, like, I don't know. She's kind of stupid. She stares out the window. And I was like, okay, well, at the end, there's going to be something. There's going to be something really strong. And they don't. They Cecily and Keenan throw it away as well. What I really wanted at the end was, like, Barbie turns around and they say, like, the world is stupid, full of stupid bitches or something. Or, like, you see a different Barbie.
Oh.
I wanted Barbie to come, or you know, Keenan and Cecily to give Barbie some kind of voice the whole time. They say, oh, Barbie's so nice. Her world is so lovely. So if they can't nail something on Barbie that's really funny, then I wanted the interior marketers to be able to do that. Yeah. And give Barbie some sort of really cutting edge voice. And it just went nowhere the whole time.
Yeah. It'd be funny if it was, like, more like a crazy feminist Barbie or something.
Comes around, because you see her back, and I wanted her to, like, turn around with a cigarette and be like, bitch, I've got this, or something, right? But nothing. There was no character change in anybody. Nobody augmented. Nobody went anywhere.
Yeah, because I think the only real premise in this was that, like, he's the fish out of water guy who, like, the other two are awful, but he's just batshit crazy.
Yeah.
So I think, with this, like, him being the one who just... I liked the weird specifics that he went through.
Yes.
Even though I agree that, like, them making, like, a weird statement with Barbie would have been fun, I liked just hearing his backstories that he came up with and how specific they were and kept saying, like, referring to the car accident, like, still haunts her 4 years later, and Kenan's like, no, I told you, there was no accident.
Yeah.
So I think, a twist like that would have been fun at the end, but for what it was, I loved the lines that they gave Donald.
Yeah, it's the only way she could be free to kill herself. Like, just ending I think he had a good, like, arc of just becoming more and more crazy, but they didn't highlight it enough. I don't know.
Everybody else stayed where they started.
Yeah. Another one that was kind of like that, and we just, I feel like, have to mention because, you know, it's coming out. So the Lando sketch.
Because it's coming out.
The Star Wars. Which, you know, I'm excited for it because of Donald excited. Glover.
Okay, yeah.
So this also made me super mad.
Why?
Should I go on?
Yeah.
So dating myself, perfect segue to bring Bill Murray on and have him sing Star Wars. Because that's how, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. Because that's how they end, with the blue guy and Lando singing jazz. And they could have just done so much more with an empty jazz club and old Bill Murray and Donald doing how the skit ends, just singing jazz to an empty... Huge opportunity missed.
The amount of cameos that would, oh my God, it was already so much that if Bill Murray showed up too.
But I'm just saying, if you're gonna do Star Wars and play like bad jazz Star Wars, what else is there?
Yeah.
I mean, I loved the idea of this, that where are the black people in space and like, can we get a planet? Like, I liked the joke of it, but it wasn't enough for a sketch. They didn't do anything with it. Like, the reveal of there being no one there was funny. And then after that, it just lost it for me.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's one of those things I feel like when they were pitching it, it's a funny idea. Like, hey, there's no black people in space.
Yeah.
That's it.
But
that's
all. They didn't do anything great. They just, like, let it go, like, right like that.
I agree. And I'm a big Star Wars fan. So I was like, and they don't have this opportunity often to play on a sketch, especially before a movie with one of the actors. Like, they had it with, when
Adam Driver.
Yeah, came out. But... So it's, and like, there, and you have him, there's so much you could do, there's so much untapped, there's so many funny things that happen in Star Wars that you can make fun of. I mean, it's one of my favorite films of all time, but there's so much to expose, and that's just a part. It's good that they went for that, but it shouldn't have been the entire premise.
Yeah. I also wish that Kenan's eye would have been messed up.
Because
he's playing Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. He did a good voice for that compared to usual, though. I will give him that.
That's true. He only dropped it once.
She's counting.
I was just going to say, she's counting.
Always got it. Right after, it's whenever he has to be, like, more expressive. He always goes back to Kenan voice.
Oh,
I can't remember what the line was, but it was, like, the first laugh line. It was whatever that first beat was. And he went back to Kenan real quick, and I'm just like, dude. Every time, man. Every time. But, yeah, other than that, he did good. Other than the one that I tallied.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was going to say something else about him. Oh, I liked the thing about how he's like, you know, before I was into cards and other stuff that we don't really know. Because we don't really know what Lando does. Yeah. That was pretty
funny. That is true. Yeah. See, there's so much about Lando and himself you can make fun of because he is, like, just there and he's one of the main characters, but you really don't know crap about him.
Yeah, it's a mystery. Until this movie, maybe. We'll find out.
Better.
Let's get to some good sketches. Friendos, that digital short, great.
Loved.
Steph, what'd you think?
I love this, you guys. I almost convinced them to start with it, but then I agreed we should do Made in America, or This is America. if you guys watch Migos, it's capitalized on exactly how they write their music, exactly what they do with their ad-libs and everything, and I love the whole play on therapy. The only part that was kind of seemed like an easy jab is to make fun of Takeoff, which is one of the members of the group, and it's kind of, if you know the music, you know that he actually is doing, like, more verses than the rest of them now. So it was just, but it was the best.
This is the week. Or is it Friendos?
Friendos. Okay, and Chris Redd killed the Offset impression. Killed it.
What are their names? The Migos' names?
Offset, Takeoff, and Quavo.
That's great.
Yeah.
I thought all the beats of this were so great. And you have to put them in therapy over that. And like you said, like, even though he does so much more, just to have them be like, what do you want to say? And he's just like, no, she's like, I know you repeat what they say.
It was funny.
And the cameo by ASAP Rocky at
more cameos.
Thank you.
Because you needed one more. I thought this one was fun. The Raz P. Berry one.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I kind of knew what was coming.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
I like the specifics of... No.
I had no idea.
Well, fine.
Okay,
surprise!
So I actually lived through the 80s, so I liked some of the 80s kind of touches, but it was way too long. They should have edited it, made it tighter. Like, we got the gist, we got where it was going, and I liked Raz P. Berry. I liked watching him do his stuff, and, you know, his, like... funky hair smell and his clothes and his odd dancing and shadows in the window and stuff. But it's too much. Too long. It was like 4 minutes. 4.5 minutes.
It was really
should have been like 2:45.
That's the problem, though, so much with SNL is the reason that they have to go so long is all just money.
Cha-ching.
Because the amount of costumes that they have to make, the amount of sets that they have to make.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, every sketch should be 3 minutes mm-hmm. and under. But they all go to like 5 or 6 mm-hmm. minutes because like the amount of work that they would have to do like double the amount of sketches.
But shouldn't they focus more on the writing then?
Well, yeah.
Because
we're always complaining about where's the writing. So before you spend all that money in studio.
Yeah, but that's why so many of them go long. But I think this one, I wanted to look this up. So I don't know if any of you guys or anyone watching knows. I feel like this is one of his characters.
Oh, and
I feel like this is maybe something he developed a long time ago. I don't know why. He just felt like he feels at home in a lot of his characters, but like he really just seemed at home in this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost started to think that this might be like he's just like, oh, yeah, I have this guy who's like this creep who like follows girls home mm-hmm. thinking that like or to the bar thinking that that's his girlfriend and says a bunch of weird stuff to him. And like I almost feel like that's a guy that he's done before.
I'm not sure.
Comment if you know. Yes, let us know.
And he was like a Jerry Curl kind of guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So again, back in the day.
I love the escalation, though, of what he's done to himself to pour pee in
jewelry,
his hair.
Yeah. The jewelry up his butthole.
And then we don't even know some of it. He's like, I have to go clean my apartment. I didn't even get to half of that in the song.
Yeah.
Another great one was a Kanye's Place. Oh. This is just like, this is what SNL should do.
Yes!
This is it. They nailed it in every way.
I think he wrote this.
Oh, you do?
You think so?
I could see that.
I just think it was way too relevant for, like.
Yeah, because it's a simple, short sketch about a current event.
And it was great. Like, everybody almost had like one line. Like, one line, and then, no, shush, one line, monster.
Yes.
One line, one line, monster. It was great. Boom, do. Yeah, and then at the end, simple twist, not an hysterical twist, but enough of a twist to make it really, like, tight and good. Out.
Yeah, the more of these, the better, where they get to, like, tackle something politically or current events, but then also, because, I mean, this is a movie that's out right now, plus the Kanye stuff, plus the narrative on Trump. Like, I mean, like, it's so much all at once that, and it just worked so well. Like, again, instead of just being, like, so, like, on the nose of, like, here's a joke about politics, like, finding something else that's relevant and putting it in there, like...
And
I
also think
this.
They let everyone play to their hype. So, of course, Donald. But 80 does her thing,
perfect.
You know, like, I got to see him say poop-titty-doop or whatever.
No,
you know,
said,
that's like totally her kind
poop.
Of scoopity-poop. That's so her, like, white girl going.
Yeah.
I mean, she so nails she that. So.
He said it!
I did like at the end when he's like, it kind of grows on you. Because that's how I feel about the scoopity-poop.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Love
just the song.
Just the song.
I know. But that's exactly how I feel like they also found a way to grasp how people felt about the whole tweeting fiasco of Kanye. Like, I was like in work watching it happen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can wait. What?
So good.
This meeting will be pushed back.
Yeah.
Something else going on.
Things are happening.
And let's talk about update. I didn't like super many of the sketches of the jokes. I wanted Scarlett to come out.
Yes,
with Leslie.
Same. That like, was such like, a miss.
How could she be in the house and not on?
She even referenced her. Gonna like tap on her back and be like, "I'm not.
I got this."
That's what I thought was gonna happen.
Me too. I thought she was gonna be like, "Girl, I got this."
Was she there at the goodnights, Scarlett? I don't even know.
I didn't look
because I wonder if she had to like if she had dip and that's why. Because I don't know if I noticed her at the goodnights or not.
Yeah, do some Avengers stuff.
Okay.
I can't stay, Lauren. I have to do Avengers stuff. Sure, that's exactly.
I am an Avenger. I know I don't provide much use, but I am an Avenger.
Kelly's been trolling Avengers lately, and it's been hilarious.
I love Spider-Man. That's it. And Black Panther. Is he an Avenger? I don't
know.
Okay, Leslie, it's a parody of the Rain video?
Rain by Orange Juice Jones.
Oh, this is what, sorry. Thank you,
there
Brianna. this is the Raspberry. Somebody just talked in the chat.
Oh,
Delirian? Is that how it's a parody of the video Rain by Orange Juice Jones.
Orange Juice.
Jones.
Jones.
Hmm. That's what the night video is.
Okay. Shout out. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks for watching. Right. Live. Watching live. Anyways. Leslie, this was the one time I enjoyed Leslie's update because she was singing. And she's good. I did like the weird, like, talking about her exes. I mean, it kind of, we over and over, like, it didn't let, like, escalate, but at least she was different than just traditionally yelling and flirting with Colin.
Yeah. That's the thing. She finally did something to put a twist on it. Like, it's still her talking about dudes, and it's always her talking about dudes. Yeah. And then, like, there was still Colin at the end. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as much as it was, like, we're all so angry that Scarlett wasn't in this.
Yeah,
I think it was just refreshing to see something different. Like, it started and I just groaned. And then I was like, oh. She did something kind of different. That's cool.
And she didn't laugh. Like, she was hitting her timing really well with the song and then going into it. The only thing that I thought would have been funnier is if the pictures were clearly, like, taken from the internet, it'd be funny if she staged some, like, past relationship shots with guys.
Oh, yeah. That would be great. Oh, that would have been good.
Mm-hmm. It just seemed a little disconnected. Like, we know you didn't date them.
Yeah.
Right.
Agreed. I liked her more than Pete this time because Pete was just blatantly promoting the Emmys. And it's like, you didn't even write anything. Okay, we get it. Watch the Emmys because they're hosting.
But you didn't feel like he was speaking to you a little bit. I might be biased. But when he described how when people watch them go back and forth and they're like, wow, what great chemistry. That's how I feel every time I watch them.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody told me the other day that they're mad that they're hosting the Emmys because they hate their chemistry. I agree with you, but I was like, some people exist that don't like their chemistry.
Yeah, what?
I was that person for like the first half of the first season that they did
but
it.
Then you were wrong.
And then after that, it was like, but also I was still super pissed because I thought Cecily was going to be on it. And Cecily's my girl. But like after like the first half of that season, I was like in love with everything that they did.
Mm. All right. That's it.
That's my Pete is so darn cute. I love his little hand tats.
I like his new hair.
Yeah, the hair. Yeah.
I like his smile. He's obviously just having such a good time that I can't not have a good time with him. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's so true.
I know.
What's a good joke?
Jokes that I liked. I liked the Che's, are there two different approaches for FBI with black and white people?
Yeah.
And what else?
His pass. That was great.
Oh yeah.
And it just shows Kanye and slavery was a choice.
Pass. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I did want to ask you guys, do you think that was just Che being Che when he said that he asked Stormy and he said that her profit would go down being next to a black guy? Because he seemed really serious about that. And she was on set. So why wouldn't she come on? I don't know, right?
Yeah, that's why I thought it was going to be a segue to her coming on, and then she didn't. And I was like, well, this just feels awkward now.
Yeah.
Like, right. Yeah, I thought that was almost a slam to her because it doesn't seem like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, Che, calm down. She's going to save this country. Yeah, you can next to her.
Yeah.
It was weird. That was the one thing I was like, I can't tell if that's actually something happened where you asked and they said no, or you're just like kind of just being a jerk right now, which I usually love when he's a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. It's like when Sarah Palin, so they wrote that rap for her, and then she was like, nah. But so Amy did it instead when she was pregnant.
Oh.
So a lot of times they kind of back out last minute type deal. So maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
Not a lot of times, but that's one time I know of.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming.
And I'm so glad that she backed out because Amy was fantastic. Yeah. Still like one of the best memories of my life. It's her like, motherfucking moose. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Can I get a what from the senior section? McCain got. Okay. But don't let him freak you out when he tries to smile. All right, I gotta stop. Anyways, speaking of singing and dancing and all that, Zoe Kravitz and David Oyelowo?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. They introduced Childish Gambino.
Mm. I remember I just kept being like, oh my god, how many people are there right now?
Yeah. Their after party must have been so great. Fun.
Yeah. It's still going on right now. Yeah. They're still
My friend Devin went. I want to be like, how the So I'm going to find out. Because he posted an Instagram. So fun, though. Like, I love the idea of just the first song was just like a hang type deal. Like, you know, a street block party or whatever. Just like kind of makes you enjoy the song even more.
Yeah.
Because everybody's having fun. And,
yeah.
What do you guys think of his performances?
Pretty good. Love them.
I just love watching him.
On fire.
He just loves it. Like you were just saying about how Pete enjoys himself so much and how much fun he's having. You can tell he's the same way. Like when he's performing, he's whether it's acting or singing or dancing or whatever he's doing, he's just so passionate about it.
Yeah.
You just want to watch him.
Yeah, he crushed it. I wanted to say, oh, and the This Is America, I believe the music video also premiered last night. Or
yeah, it did.
Right before.
Last night.
Yeah. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy good. Like, but also like, whoa, music video.
Yeah, taking it to the next level.
Just to describe it in a sound effect.
I actually, Brie, can we get those, we have tweets up from Kanye West, right?
Yeah, when we get into the news and gossip.
Right? Do you guys have anything else to say?
Well, we'll do the sketch thing after.
Oh, yeah, of course. We just have a little bit of gossip. During this, or right when Kanye actually saw it, a Kanye place, he actually tweeted, like, laughing emoji and fire. I still think he knows that he's
totally.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on through Kanye's head, but I think Kim Kardashian wrote this tweet for him to save face. Following that tweet, he actually posted This Is America, which, like you were saying, it was such a crazy video, and it shows you Childish Gambino, Donald Glover is running pop culture right now.
Yeah,
politically, 100%. Socially, everything about it, he's encompassing in all of his work, and it's amazing to see.
Yeah. We don't need Kanye anymore.
No.
Like,
no.
I'm done.
Bye,
Kanye.
Chris Brown. Yeah. Bye, all you multi-talented people who have failed us in our personal lives. We have Donald Glover.
Just don't fail us, Donald.
Please don't beat women or do something weird.
Please don't. Oh, he's so good.
That's perfect.
But we have one more sketch, but we're going to get into it with a new segment we like to call Anatomy of a Sketch with Amy Maestri.
Woo!
Tell us,
Amy.
Yeah, tell us about Dirty Talk.
Yeah, so Dirty Talk.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, and good for this, too.
Yes.
Should I go back to my... does this look natural?
So
Dirty Talk is a sketch that Melissa Villaseñor did for the first time in the Aziz Ansari episode. Right. This is a perfect sketch. From top to bottom, immediately you know what the game is. It's a couple in bed. One says, let's talk dirty. The other's like, yeah. And one of them's good and the other one's terrible. Super simple. And then as soon as you see the game, you see it start to escalate. So, I mean, every single beat, she just kept going. So first she used the word retarded, which, good for calling that out, because that is a terrible word that no one should use anyways. But then it goes into my dad died, and let me act like you're my little brother. Stay out of my room, you little dork. And so everything that she says escalates his anger in it, and then also he's so smooth in it, too. So not only was it really well written for the actual escalation and the structure, of it, but their delivery in it too. Her deadpan of just like, I don't know, I think it's working. She just has no idea. Her kind of like, just the unassuming nature of just like, yeah, this is good. You're my little brother. No.
She seemed more comfortable this one versus the Aziz one.
Yeah, and I think it also had to do with like Donald was like just so smooth in this too. So their back and forth was great. And then to go all the way up to Bill Cosby and then have the line of don't ever be Bill Cosby in the bedroom is such a great line. And then they wrap it up quickly from there. Oh, wait, you said a line that works. Let's go under the covers. And then she goes back into Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
So for the button of it, they actually did a callback, which is one of the closings that you're supposed to do on a sketch that usually don't happen.
Oh.
So a callback, anything from earlier in the sketch, being able to throw back to it for that last one, that last laugh line for the button at the end. So they moved away from Bill Cosby, got onto that last line of her just being like, yeah, you're such a little bitch or whatever the line was at the end. He's like, oh, yeah. Goes under the cover, and then you just hear the Bill Cosby laugh, and done.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So I thought this was definitely the best of the night. Really well written, and the two of them were just incredible in it. Melissa crushed this, and he was just so smooth and so perfect as the straight man next to her.
Do you think she writes this? Like, why do they pick her for, or...
I wouldn't be surprised. It sounds like her voice.
Yeah.
It sounds like her voice in the sketch. Like, and especially it's so up her alley of just that, like, unassuming, like, I don't know, I think it works, because she's such a, like, weirdo sometimes.
Yeah.
That I just feel like it works so well for her. I'm pretty sure this is one of hers. Maybe one of the other writers might write it with her, but...
Because I tried to Google, I couldn't find it.
And it's nice to highlight her, because we don't see that much of her, and I think she's really talented, so I like that she shines here. And, of course, it's easier to shine when you're playing opposite someone great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donald Glover.
I think that's everything you said makes so much sense when you take a look back of how it's written and why it was so good, but I was texting my roommate, I'm like, tell me why this is, like, the creepiest sketch ever, and if anyone called me a slut in bed, I would be like, get out of my room.
Yeah.
But why he's still so damn sexy, like, while delivering these lines.
You're just like,
I'm, like, so uncomfortable that you're, like, turning me on. Like, please leave my screen. I, like, wanted to fast forward.
I think that's more therapy you need to do with yourself.
Like I said, I wish I had thousands of dollars, like, for therapy, like the friend goes. One day.
Yeah, definitely one of the best sketches. Before we get into our, I would say, best worst sketch of the night, we could, like, vote on whatever. I just want to give a shout-out, chat shout-outs, to not only that one guy that just helped us out, that I already forgot his name.
But he knows his 80s, so.
But, you know, rewind, we said his name. Michael Holden from last episode, he commented saying he's a new viewer. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome, Michael Holden.
Thank you for watching.
Yeah. The Regalver?
Reglivore.
I say it different every time I look at it.
Yeah. you know what? I agree with you. I think the Revolutionary War Super Bowl sketch was probably one of my favorite episodes, sketches of the season. But you're wrong about Keenan. He sucked.
Sorry. You knew you'd be outnumbered here with that one.
You're not going to win on this one.
You will always lose.
But thank you for commenting.
But the more I talk to people about Keenan, the more I'm realizing that we're kind of the minority.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very much just like, I was actually having this conversation with, I can't remember if it was him or one of the other viewers, where it was like mentioning that, like, Leslie is also, someone brought up that Leslie is another polarizing person where it's like love or hate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think Keenan's similar in that respect of like, everyone's like, oh my God, how do you not love him? And I'm like, watch anything he's done.
Well, I think they're just not, you guys are the first ones. I was like that, where I just loved him because I love him as a person. And so you just give them leeway to do whatever they want. Then you guys brought to my attention the whole technicality part, which he just is void of. So once you bring in, like, the actual training of comedy and, like, what makes real comedy so great, he doesn't, like, put in that work, kind of.
He doesn't deliver.
Yeah, he doesn't have accents, he doesn't have voices, he stays Keenan, but with a little bit different. So it's, I still love him, it's just, like, you're just not that great at sketch comedy.
You're no Kate McKinnon.
No.
Like, people always talk about his facial expressions, and I get it, but, like,
it's just this.
Yeah, whatever. Like, they're great facial expressions, but you can't be on SNL for 75 years on facial expressions.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm sort of in Steph's boat. I mean, he's I don't hate him because he's sort of lovable in his, like, plump sweetness, but he's not that talented.
Barf.
Sorry.
Best and worst sketches of the night. Do you guys, what's your fave? What's your least fave? Let's just go
Kanye
around.
Kanye. The Kanye's place. Oh, that was so well done. Yeah, that's absolutely my favorite. The worst, there were several. I don't know. They're sort of competing for the worst. I didn't like prison. We didn't talk about that one at all. Mm-hmm. But again, Donald saved it because he played his role so well when he switched. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of them fell flat, but Kanye was great. Sketch.
All right.
I'm going to go with Dirty Talk, best. Yeah. And worst, the prison customer service sketch could have been funny, but you can tell it was a throwaway end of night sketch.
Right.
Here's something we didn't put a lot of work into, and everything else in Dress sucked, so this is going to get on.
I love Akane's Place and Friendo's, and I didn't like the prison one. They did actually, I saw, cut a Cavaliers one where they were doing, like, a LeBron sketch, and it was actually really funny.
That was super funny. We didn't talk about that.
Funny, yeah.
Why do they do that? Sometimes they cut their best sketches. They also did that with Shape of Water. There was one a couple weeks ago
John
that
Mulaney.
Kelly brought up. Yeah. Right. I thought the Cavaliers was super funny.
I don't know. We'll never know.
You gotta wonder, too, like, with the Dress audiences, just how much it, like...
Well, that's not true, because I saw Zach Galifianakis. I was in the audience, and I saw... And they had a shitty duvet sketch, or a bidet. And there was another better sketch, but they kept... The duvet, the bidet, you know what it is.
It's not a duvet.
Which nobody laughed in the audience, but they kept that one. I think sometimes it's about timing, too.
Yeah.
If it's a short one, they'll keep it versus, if, you know.
Yeah. What fits, the flow of the episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Politics.
Yeah, my favorite, I think, was Dirty Talk, just because she had me immediately with, like, the dead dad thing.
I can see you, honestly, if you didn't want to sleep with someone, that would be the way you avoided it. Yeah. Like, just, like, being so freaking weird.
Just how I am in general. It's probably why I'm alone. My least favorite, actually, was the Lando one, because I do also like Star Wars. And they could have done so, like what you said, they could have done so much, and it was just this shitty sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, fix it, SNL. Predictions, though. Let's get into some predictions.
Oh, man.
Who's on next week?
Amy Schumer.
Oh, yes!
Casey Musgraves.
Oh, cannot wait. Cannot wait. Well, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'm a little bit worried. I'm not a huge Amy Schumer fan.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
I'm not either, but I thought you would be.
She steals jokes from not as successful comedians. Just throwing that in, because I'm familiar with some people that have.
Now that's some news and gossip.
Yeah,
you've heard it here.
So I'm not a huge
fan. Holy cow. I have always heard the same, which I hate that that happens with her, because I love her. Mm. I think her delivery is so strong in everything that she does. I actually just saw I Feel Pretty also.
I'm going
with
tonight.
My beautiful mom. And it was so good. It was just, everyone should go see that movie, because it is just like, it's Amy Schumer like you wouldn't really expect in it, too. So I always have high hopes for her. I hope she goes hard in the monologue. I hope she doesn't pull back on anything.
The last monologue, she used jokes from her HBO special, I think.
Yeah.
Right? So that was kind of weak. I heard about I Feel Pretty. I still don't believe it's that good, but I am seeing it because I've got movie pass.
It's no, from a comedy standpoint, it's no train wreck. But it's still so strong.
Oh, I like Trainwreck.
I didn't like Trainwreck because it turned into a rom-com at the end, and I wanted a female Seth Rogen movie. Like, the first half, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, I see you.
Second half.
Interesting.
I didn't like the trailer of I Feel Pretty, so I've been off
on it.
I did.
Exactly what you said, that I thought it looked like a different Amy Schumer type of comedy, so that makes me feel like I definitely need to see it.
And that's the thing. It's not the best written movie as far, like, because, I mean, it's silly, you know, like, she hits her head and, like, all of a sudden, but, like, the way that she portrays it and the way that she sees herself in it, of just, like, feeling beautiful and not, like, having, like, I don't want to give too much away, but the way that they did it, I thought was really well done. So,
cool.
I'm a fan.
So do you think there's going to be any I Feel Pretty sketches? Or?
I wouldn't doubt it because of 80.
Yeah.
Awkward, because Sasheer was also in it. But yeah, and she's actually excellent in it. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised that they do something just with 80 being there, even if it's maybe something like, like during update, maybe they come out and do something.
Or just her in the monologue. Like, that's coming true, out and be like, hey, we're co-stars or whatever.
I'm excited for her monologue, because I feel like her last stand-up, I believe, was on Netflix, the Leather special.
Terrible.
A lot of people didn't like it.
I was let down by that one.
That one, one of the jokes was one of my, the person that I know.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it after.
Okay.
Stiff drinks after the show.
I think she
could be good, though. I think this could be really good. I want her to, like, she can bring a different dynamic to SNL writing than we do have, like, just because she is raunchier than all of them.
Yeah. Also, she doesn't have any specials coming out, which I think is good because we won't see it on TV, right after.
Yeah.
And I think that's always a plus, at least for her. And it's always good when a stand-up person goes to for SNL, because the monologues are usually stand-up stuff.
Well, speaking really quick before, because I know we're wrapping up, but I just have to say, as far as joke writing and being raunchy, shout out to Michelle Wolf for the correspondence dinner. Because that girl crushed it. Comedy is comedy, and if you don't want to laugh at something, you don't have to laugh at it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say that they can't say it. And guess what? Who she's bullying, calm down, guys. I'm not going to get political, but Michelle Wolf crushed that speech, and I actually thought they may have done something on Update about it tonight, or last night.
They did it in the cold open.
I meant to mention it.
I will get political on it. She called out exactly what she should have called out. The fact that they're making it a feminist thing, I'm a raging feminist. Not one thing she said was anti-feminist. She gave the truth, and you guys can't handle the truth. That's your problem.
She didn't mention Melania either, which I respected, because she's just a trophy wife.
It's not her. She's caged into a prison.
Yeah.
And if you think the Sarah Huckabee Sanders jokes were about her looks, you don't you don't deserve comedy.
No.
It's not.
So on that Michelle note, you Wolf, should watch yes. Michelle Wolf stand up Pull on HBO. Up.
Yeah.
Nice Lady.
Nice Lady.
It's hilarious.
So good.
The people in politics are a bunch of crybabies. A bunch of pussies and a bunch of starts with a P. I mean, I don't know. We've heard it before from our president, and they should really, like,
also,
get a spine.
I opened for her at a festival in Oklahoma, and she was very nice. So, like, just, I'm letting, she's a nice person. Right?
Yes, yeah. She's a comedian.
Well,
yeah.
She's doing her job and nailing it all the way to the back.
Yeah. Well, until next week, you guys, where can we find you on the internet?
On the internet. You can find us on the internet. Me on the internet. Elizabeth Alfano. See you on the internet.
I'm Amy Maestri. You can find me at Amy Maestri.
I'm Steph Sabron. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabron. I also cover Atlanta, so all you Donald Glover fans, come do it.
Nice.
Thursday nights.
Woohoo. I'm Kelly McEnery. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo. Be sure to subscribe, like, comment. Tell us what you think. If you like, if you hate Kenan too, join us.
That's all we want to hear about.
Yeah. See you next week. Bye.
Bye, folks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.